You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fawn Strong James, and I'm just going to get straight into it. The first thing I heard this morning from the Holy Spirit was order communion elements on Amazon. Yeah, that was the first thing I heard the Holy Spirit say this morning. Then he said, don't forget about me and don't forget to consecrate yourself. Now, as I started writing down what I heard Holy Spirit say, he kept on flowing and my fingers kept on moving to capture all of it in my journal. So what I'm going to do this morning is share exactly how he gave it to me and then wrap up with what consecrate actually means, because you know your girl had to look it up. I don't ever like to assume that I know anything when the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. All right, so let's get right into my conversation with the Holy Spirit today. So Holy Spirit said in our conversation this morning during my prayer time, there are no breaks from the kingdom agenda, but I will always give you rest. Your rest is necessary for the kingdom. But rest doesn't mean forget about me. Rest doesn't mean forget about my commandments. Neither does rest mean that you are to rest on your assignments or the calling that I have placed on your life. That's not what rest means. He said your calling is for life. It's not just for a season. You will always be working your calling for my kingdom. How you do it, though, may change from season to season. But I brought you here on this earth to do the role and plan I created for you long before you even got here. He said, get consistent with the new season. When the season shifts, I need you to still be consistent in it. You're here at this point in your life because I know you're ready to be here at this point in your life. Keep seeking me first thing, no matter if the time has shifted. Keep seeking me first. Never lose your consistency in seeking me first. I want you to document your day. I want to show you some things. So I need you to document your day for the rest of this week. Now, during your nightly prayers, let's shift to a conversation. What you're doing right now doesn't give me an opportunity to talk to you, nor do you come to me at night prepared to write. I also want you to teach the kids how to study my word while you're learning how to study my word yourself. Y'all, I just gave it to you the way he gave it to me. The way he gave it to me. And can y'all imagine I'm writing and just shaking my head like, yes, yes, God, yes, okay, yes, okay, yes. Oh, document my day, yes, yes. He said, get consistent with the new season. See, y'all, I've not been waking up at the normal, what I used to wake up at 5 a.m. I haven't been doing that. But he's saying, I still need you to take that same posture of consistency that you had when you were waking up at 5. I still need you to be consistent at the time you're waking up now. Like, even if you're waking up at 7, I need you to wake up consistently at 7. I need you to get that same consistency that you had back when you were doing it at 5 at whatever time I have you doing it now. And then he said the part where he said, where was it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your calling is for life. It isn't just for a season. You will always be working your calling for my kingdom, but how you do it may change from season to season. See, okay, I know this is going to help somebody because it's helping me. He's saying, like, the calling that's on your life, that is the calling. Like, that's the thing that you were created to do. But how you do it from season to season may actually shift. It may actually change. For instance, the calling on my life as a writer for the kingdom. it may shift. Like years ago, I was writing, you know, in a different method. I was being a journalist, or I was working in corporate communications, or I was writing books. Now I'm writing a blog, you know, like he's saying, like, you will always be working the calling that I placed you here to do, but it may change from season to season. Like how you do it may change from season to season, but you will always be doing what I called you to do. That's what he's saying. He's saying you always going to be doing it, but it may look different. And then the part about there are no breaks from the kingdom, y'all, right here. Okay. Holy Spirit said there are no breaks from the kingdom. Like you're not finna take no break, but he will give you rest, and rest is necessary in order for you to do what he's called you to do. Like you're not just going without rest. His word said he'll give us a rest, right? So that means we can have rest. We can have rest, but there really are no breaks. Because you know, when you take a break, you'd be like, oh, I just need a mental break, or I just need a break. And when you take a break, you typically want to forget about everything. You just want to put it on pause. You take a break from your job, you like, I just need to take a break. I don't want to think about those people. I don't want to think about that work. I don't want to think about none of that. So the Holy Spirit is saying, ain't no breaks in the kingdom. Like you can't apply that same mindset to the kingdom. When you working for the Lord, when you be about your Father's business, there are no breaks from the kingdom, but there is rest. Y'all, that one right there got me. There is rest, because see, if you take that mindset that you have with your job, you gonna forget about him. You know how you be like, I don't want to think about my boss. I don't want to think about them coworkers. I don't want to think about them customers. I don't want to think about their work. I just want to take a break. But the Holy Spirit is saying that's not how it works for the kingdom. Ain't no breaks in the kingdom. He said, I will give you rest. Like you can take rest, because rest is necessary for the kingdom. It's good for you to rest, but it needs to be the kind of rest that doesn't make you forget about who you're serving, that doesn't make you forget about God, that doesn't make you forget about his commandments or the assignments and calling on your life. It's not that kind of rest. See, you can take a break from your job, but you can't take a break from the kingdom. Y'all, that just, you know, that head exploding emoji. That's how I'm looking right now. Like, oh Lord, that is so good. See, our calling, our purpose is for life. The Lord will give us rest. He even took rest on the Sabbath, right? So rest is built in to what we're doing. Like he worked for 6 days and then he rested. So we're supposed to take rest. Rest is necessary, but it doesn't mean we're supposed to take a break from the calling on our life. We still have work to do in the kingdom. As long as we're breathing, that means we still have work to do. So like I said, y'all, it was a morning of pure instruction. I was just writing down everything Holy Spirit was saying. It was like I was a reporter just writing down my assignment for the day, you know. Like, okay, Lord, okay. Never lose my consistency. Got it. Document my day. He said he want to show me some things. And I already know. The things he wants to show me, he already was giving me a preview of it. Okay. Because there are some things that I know that I need to work on with my time. Like, I know I need to work on some things with my time. But anyway, so I flipped open, after he gave me all this, I flipped open my Bible for the scriptural surprise and read in Isaiah 26 and 27. And of course, as always, because I opened my Bible with expectation, there was one specific verse that really spoke to me, and it was exactly what I needed after hearing what I had heard from the Holy Spirit. And it's Isaiah 26, verse 3. But I'm going to read Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 because it all goes together. It says, you will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you. Trust in the Lord forever, because in the Lord himself is an everlasting rock. And then I kept reading in that chapter, and verse 7 also stood out to me. It says, the path of the righteous is level. You clear a straight path for the righteous. And y'all, as if the Holy Spirit just knew. He always knows. He knows. But there was some hope words on that page. And the hope words said, you cannot expect to have peace around you if you do not have peace within you. Now, like I said earlier, I looked up when he told me to consecrate myself. I looked that up because I didn't want to act like I knew what that meant. So I wrote down what he said. I flipped open my Bible for the scriptural surprise. Isaiah chapter 26 and 27. You heard what I said, that the verses that really stood out to me spoke to me about peace, right? Because the Lord is giving me instructions. And right now I have been feeling a bit chaotic, you know, with my time and my day. And of course he said, consecrate myself. So I looked up what consecrate myself means. I Googled it. But prior to that, you know, when he said order the communion elements from Amazon, like, I know what, you know, I've taken communion many times since I was a kid, since I got baptized, I've taken communion. And so I was trying to tie those two things together, like consecrate yourself. You know, that means I need to get the communion. He said, get the communion elements, order that on Amazon, because I know I can get them from Amazon, right? And so I know, like, getting the communion elements. And I'm like, is that what you mean by consecrate myself? Because taking communion is remembering what Jesus did on the cross for us. You know, the bread represents his body, which was broken for us. The juice represents his blood, which was shed for us. And I knew he meant don't forget about him and take communion consistently so that I can consistently remember him in that way. Like, I can consistently remember what he did on the cross. But I knew, I was like, okay, consecrate myself. I just didn't want to assume, like, I knew what he meant, y'all. So I Googled what it meant to consecrate myself. And of course, Holy Spirit led me to the right place. I mean, the exact right spot for me to see what he wanted me to see as it relates to consecrating myself. And I just have to pause and parenthetically say, y'all, when you really just seek out the Lord, like, there is no confusion when you seek in the Lord. Like, I know some people probably get it caught up in their minds, and really that's the enemy talking to you, but you get like, oh man, what does he mean by that? What is he, you know, he will tell you exactly what he means by it when you continue to seek him. Don't just hear from him, write it down, and then just be walking around like, well, what does that even mean? Go seek after him, and he will break it down, just like he broke down what consecrating myself means. It means to surrender all of me to him. It means to recognize that every second of my time, every ounce of my energy, and every penny of my money is a gift from God and for God. I'm gonna repeat that because I know you missed it. Consecrating myself means to surrender all of me to him, to God. It means to recognize that every second of my time, every second of my time, y'all, literally, he's telling me to document my day because he wants to show me something. And he's telling me to consecrate myself because clearly right now, every second of my time, every ounce of my energy is not being used for him. And that's what he wants. When you consecrate yourself, it is the record, you are recognizing that every penny of your money, every second of your time, every ounce of your energy is a gift from God. So you, it's a gift, you recognizing that it's a gift from God, but then it is to be used for God. Consecrating myself also means to set myself apart for his exclusive use. Like, can't nobody use me but him. I'm exclusively set apart for him. It also means to devote to his service, to dethrone myself and enthrone him as Lord of my life. It means to strip away all my self-interest. It means to give God veto power, okay? And then it also means to have an ever in, deepening love for Jesus, like for it to just be even deeper than it is now. Right? Just an ever deepening mean ongoing, ing, ever deepening love for Jesus, a childlike trust in my Heavenly Father, and finally, a blind obedience to Holy Spirit. So y'all, this morning, I simply want to encourage you to have a conversation with God. See, when we seek Him first and be ready to listen, He'll tell us exactly what He wants us to know for that day. As I was writing down what He was saying, I literally had to repent because I immediately felt in my spirit that I knew exactly what He was talking about in a few areas that He mentioned to me, like about my time. Like, my time has not been solely focused. And I think He's telling me this because you can kind of get caught up in a rut. You know, you're thinking like you get caught up in a rut, like caught up in religion, like caught up in a rut of I pray, I write, I blog. But are you consecrating yourself? Have I consecrated myself? And He's letting me know I need you to really consecrate yourself. Because like I said, I've been feeling a bit all over the place trying to balance my business and my household with the children, being here every day, all day. Like, I've been feeling that. And He's saying this morning, He was saying, hey, I need you to consecrate yourself. I need you to deepen our time together. Like, He's saying, when you say your nightly prayers, you're not bringing a notebook in there when you say your prayers. You're going through a routine. But I may want to say something to you at night. I may want to say something to you at night that you'll share in the morning. See, that's what just surrendering your whole self to the Lord means, y'all. I'm excited about what He's going to show me as I be obedient to document my days, because I'm doing it. I'm definitely going to be right now from 9 to 10. This is what I did. From 10 to 11. This is what I did. I'm going to document my days because He said I'm going to show you something. See, the thing is, I know I'm doing good, but I know He's calling me to greater. And then He said, you know, I'm ready to be here at this stage of my life. He said, you're ready. You're ready to be where I've placed you right now. And His word confirms that when I keep my mind dependent on Him, I'll be in perfect peace as I trust in Him to guide me through this season. Because see, I could have taken what He said and felt like, oh my gosh, you know, like had zero peace. Like, oh man, you know, God is calling me to calling me higher. Like, that could have given me straight up anxiety, but the Lord wouldn't do that to me. That's not His character. He's not going to give me something that's going to bring me anxiety. He's going to give me perfect peace as long as I depend on Him. He will give y'all perfect peace. He will give us perfect peace when we keep our mind dependent on Him as we trust Him to guide us in whatever season He has us in. All right, y'all, that is a wrap up for today's episode. I don't know why, but I felt a little... I hope y'all got that message. Go and read the blog. If the podcast, I don't know. It just felt a bit, I'm not gonna make up what it felt like, because you can't go based off your feelings anyway. I just hope you got it. I pray that you got it. I know I got it. And I think that's really the most important thing as God has given me instructions. And so, as always, your assignment is, what did He say to you in your conversation with Him this morning? And what instructions did he give you in that conversation? I think that's what's most important about today's episode, is really seeking him and having a conversation with him so that he can instruct us on what to do so that we can depend on him to give us perfect peace in everything that's going on in our lives. Like, he does not want us to be living in chaos. You know, he gives us peace in the storm. He's with us, you know, in fiery furnaces, and we come out not even smelling like smoke because he's with us. And so this morning, I just pray that you get, or you have, an instructional conversation with Holy Spirit. All right, y'all, I will talk to you on tomorrow. Have a great day.